This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at West Chase Golf Club. West Chase Golf Club has hosted two events previously on the Todd Wright Tour. We look forward to coming back to West Chase Golf Club again in calendar year 2019. West Chase Golf Club is celebrating its 25th anniversary right now. If you have been not put off, but if you have played West Chase Golf Club in the past, and you have not been happy with the condition of, say, greens number 2, number 5, number 8, or you just felt that the rate was too high relative to what you could pay for a similar experience around the Tampa Bay area, that means you haven't been back to West Chase Golf Club in a while. Give them a call. Ask about their rates. I can tell you, and my 100-plus players from Good versus Evil 2018 in the Todd Wright Tour event will tell you the greens are no longer a concern. West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331. West Chase Golf Club is online at westchasegc.com. All right, just a quick podcast here as it relates to, let's talk about David Johnson. David Johnson came off a 2016 where in tandem offense, combined rushing yards with receiving yards was over 2,000, which made him the number one pick, or at worst, maybe number two in most of your season-long drafts last year. And then, of course, what happens? He was the most significant injury almost immediately. And those of you who drafted David Johnson, unless you were smart to pick up a Kareem Hunt quickly or an Alvin Kamara, or maybe even upgrade at the quarterback position for whatever it was, the 6 weeks, and pick up the difference with a Deshaun Watson, you simply did not get the value out of that first round draft pick, or certainly the first overall pick with David Johnson. So what about now? ProFootballTalk.com quoting David Johnson via NFL Network. Johnson saying, hey, I wanted to go 1,000. So basically another 2,000-yard season, but he just wanted to break four digits, both rushing and receiving, which is of particular interest to those of you who play PPR. Because of the injury, never had a chance to do it, says his goals for 2018 are no different. Still looking at 1,000 and 1,000. As Pro Football Talk mentioned in the posting a little earlier, only two players have ever done it. Pretty good names. Roger Craig, kind of pre-fantasy football era. Marshall Faulk, definitely early fantasy football era. So it's not an easy thing to do. The pros are that David Johnson, we know, will be very motivated. His legs will be very fresh after what happened last year. He's gotten over 2,000 combined before. I don't think any of you would complain if David Johnson still puts up roughly 2,000 yards total, and let's say 1,200 of them are this way and 800 are this way. Really? You're going to protest? No. Now, you sure, you want the touchdowns too. But the touchdowns generally seem to come with David Johnson. So at this point, we're not as concerned about that, although here are some of the cons. New coaching staff. This is not the offensive mind of Bruce Arians anymore. Gone. Wilkes did bring in Mike McCoy. We assume Mike McCoy is going to have total control of the offense. McCoy did some wonderful things in his first stint with the Broncos after being Carolina's quarterback coach, namely getting the most out of Kyle Orton. And then he goes to San Diego, works with Phillip Rivers as a head coach. I just never viewed, and I wasn't alone. I asked someone real, real close to the Broncos when McCoy was about to make his debut in San Diego. And I just said, I know he did a good job here. Is he going to be a good head coach? He's got Phillip Rivers. And the look was, I'm not sure. There are just some guys like that. And look, you can't blame him for being a head coach, taking a shot to be a head coach. About four, five, six teams interviewed him before ultimately he came to an agreement with the San Diego Chargers. So the Bears particularly were impressed with what he did with Kyle Orton. So it didn't work out for McCoy as a head coach. I don't imagine McCoy will be a head coach again. Most recently, he went back to Denver and wasn't able to get anything out of Denver's quarterback fiasco. Is that on Mike McCoy? Probably not. Did they make him a little bit of a fall guy on that six-game losing streak? Yeah, they probably did. Was it justified? They're still trying to make the playoffs? Yeah. But at some point, John Elway's got to be held accountable for the fact that why can't John Elway actually either get a quarterback other than Peyton Manning or use his high draft picks properly? Taking Chubb might be a step in that direction, but pass rushers are sometimes as difficult to evaluate at the next level as quarterbacks are or defensive backs. Nevertheless, back to David Johnson. So Mike McCoy will be his offensive coordinator. Bruce Arians is gone. Arizona has three new quarterbacks. Sam Bradford expected to be the opening day starter unless Josh Rosen just lights up training camp and preseason play. And it's like, well, we can't not start this guy, which would make Bradford a likely candidate for an early trade, kind of like he was a couple years back when the Eagles saw what they had in Carson Wentz and went ahead and moved Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings. Bradford could be in line for something like that again if Rosen hits the ground running and wins the job. Mike Lennon, we all know he's a backup. So what does it mean for David Johnson? Here's what I'm thinking. If you drafted David Johnson last year in your season-long league, I don't think you're going to touch him again, are you? It's not his fault, and it's not your fault. You just kind of, in fantasy, you don't want to go through that again. Because last year, you just probably regretted the pick. There was nothing wrong with the pick. It just didn't work out for you. But you're probably not going to take him. Now, some of you will say, well, I'll take him if he falls the second round. No, that's not going to be happening. I looked at the latest collection at the time of this recording from Fantasy Football Calculator, fun site. And I took Standard League because I play Standard. I'll do another Argue Against the PPR podcast, two things I like to argue against, the standard scoring system as it relates to kickers and why PPR still exists. So other than in the daily game. So David Johnson went fifth overall in the most recent collection. It was a 12-team standard scoring league. David Johnson went fifth overall based on that particular draft that I looked at on Fantasy Football Calculator. Three running backs went in front of him: Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, and honestly, I'm losing my mind. I'm forgetting what the third one was. I knew I would. I remember the guys drafted after David Johnson: Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt. I'm sorry about that. Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara did not go in the top three. Alvin Kamara, but eight of the first nine selected in that particular standard scoring league fantasy draft were running backs. Now you say, well, that's why you have PPR because it elevates the scoring of the wide receivers. Again, that's a separate podcast. Point I'm making is we're not at that point where David Johnson is back in that top consideration, and it's just unfortunate because he's coming off the injury. You might get great value out of David Johnson. Let's say you're sitting there fifth in your season-long league, and three running backs are off the board. By the way, the non-running back that went off the board before David Johnson was Antonio Brown. No surprise, right? No reason to think otherwise about Antonio Brown again this year as the first wide receiver to be selected. So let's say you're sitting there at five. Three running backs are gone. Now, you might say right now, oh, I'd rather have Alvin Kamara, especially with the Mark Ingram suspension. Okay. Oh, I'd rather have Leonard Fournette. Okay. I still see Fournette miss some time, and I don't like it. off last season and his career at LSU. I want Kareem Hunt. You know, Kansas City's got, if you buy into the Mahomes factor and what they've added to Tyreek Hill, wide receiver, and they still have Travis Kelce, and you're thinking, what, you know, Hunt started strong, finished strong. That's who I want to go with. I still think David Johnson will be a very good value if he falls to anywhere 5, 6, 7, 8 at this point. And we're going to know more once we get into camps. Obviously, you can't believe everything you hear because there's going to be so much talking up of players. There's very little talking down of players unless they're in danger of not maintaining their roster spot or there's some other baggage or that's there on a player. Training camp is where coaches talk up players. Every team thinks they can come out of training camp a playoff team or a championship team for the most part. At least it's what they're going to tell you, even if deep down they know that they were a 4, 5, or 6 win team. So, but David Johnson wants that 1,000, only been done twice before. But those are the pros and cons of it. Personally, I'm not going to be taking David Johnson number one. I would start considering him at, how about this? Does it ultimately come down to, do you want Antonio Brown or do you want David Johnson? Okay. I think I want Antonio Brown just because of his insane consistency. A number of good receivers. We Julio Jones owners know this over the last few years. You AJ Green owners know it. Not last year, but more years before that, where you just don't get the, you lose games because you're like, I can't believe he only caught 3 passes for 36 yards when the previous week he had 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. Antonio Brown seems immune to that. So between Antonio Brown, David Johnson, right now I'm leaning Antonio Brown. But based on Fantasy Football Calculator, and just that was one example. We'll continue to follow it. Maybe not in consideration for the top pick, maybe not the top 2 picks, but right around the fringe of the top 5. And in that group of running backs that now includes Kamara, by the way, Melvin Gordon actually in that group, also because of the how much he can touch the football. I was a very happy Melvin Gordon owner last year for the bulk of the season. And so, again, a lot of running backs in play, especially in standard scoring leagues and certainly in PPR leagues as well. But it looks like David Johnson, at least for now, despite what he's saying, there are enough cons that are talking you out of thinking about him with the number one overall pick or maybe not even with the number two overall pick. But could pay real nice dividends as a value if you get him, say, as Fantasy Football Calculator I just had in a 12-team standard league at 5. That might work out real well. Remember to subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and then you'll know every time we have a new one. We're about 2 months or so away from shifting into 2 a week, where we really start ramping up draft previews and answering your questions. You can always send me football questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. So we're getting there. We're almost to Memorial Day. We're through the draft now. I'm starting to take a look at Fantasy Football Calculator. We've done some a reaction to Evan Silva's tiers of quarterbacks. We're getting there. So I hope you appreciate how we keep the podcast going the entire off season. Sometimes we don't have a lot to talk about. Sometimes it just takes David Johnson to say, yep, I want to do 1,000, and that creates a talking point. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Teed up at West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331. We'll talk to you next time.